This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. I am your host, as usual, Red Boy, coming to you live from the cornfields once again. And the city's, you know, I haven't done a cast since, was it Tuesday, I think, maybe, of last week. And I like to get a weekend cast in, and I had a iRiver mobile podcast that I was going to try and throw out there, and didn't quite work out the way I had hoped it might, so we kind of abandoned that project, and just going with a standard Sunday night podcast. Was going to have, again, Mrs. Red Boy on with me, and she's a little tired from a busy weekend, so she's laying on the couch, so I'm sorry to report you'll be stuck with me tonight. And tonight's kind of a special cast. Tonight we'll be doing some podcasting 101, and maybe some of my long time, being a whole whopping month, long time listeners are familiar with most of Podcast 101 as far as how to create podcasts, listen to podcasts, and so on. But if you're not, I hope you find some of this information useful. But Monday morning, being tomorrow morning, I will be live on the radio with Susan on WB&Q, who was on the podcast about a week ago, giving all you podcasters the broadcaster's tips. So she's going to have me on, plug in some podcasts, and actually primarily talking about the adoption. And I'm actually going to take that audio and convert it into my next podcast. So hopefully have that up tomorrow night. So that's going to come on well. And but part of that, being on the radio, and it's primarily a music top 40 pop station, I won't have time during that show to do a whole lot of in-depth conversation for those listening about some sites, some tools, and resources. So I really decided to do this podcast specifically for those people who are wanting to get into it and heard the radio show. So if you're a longtime listener, you may want to just skip ahead to Monday night's podcast. But you never know. You might learn something new. I will just cover some high-level stuff. And if you have suggestions or updates after you hear this that maybe some of the listeners to the radio show heard, please put your comment on the website, because I will have this posted on there. Comment to this post at redboypodcast.com. First off, the show, I'm assuming, and kind of having to do a after-show show before the show, so I apologize if listeners have heard some of this twice, but the podcast is just an MP3 hosted on my website, or anybody's website who's doing a podcast, and you subscribe to it via an RSS feed, which is real simple syndication, which has been around for a while. Blogs have used Real Simple Syndication for a long time now. So the difference is it has an enclosure, and don't get hung up in the technical details, but there's a piece of code in there that says this is an MP3, and you drop it into a piece of software, which I'll talk about here in a minute, that goes out automatically and says, oh, Red Boy's got a new podcast, or whoever you're subscribing to, and go ahead and downloads it, and then we'll load it into the player of your choice. I personally use iTunes, and some are kind of geared towards iTunes, but I think you can use them with Media Player and probably even Winamp, for as far as that goes. So it is a podcast, but it's not that you have to have an iPod. You don't even have to have iTunes. It's just called podcast because, I don't know, that's the way it was named when the supposed godfather of podcasting, Adam Curry, from MTV fame from, boy, it must have been long ago, mid-80s, I guess, mid-early 80s, MTV fame. He's kind of credited being the godfather of podcasting, and then the RSS was a whole other person. But anyway, it's kind of your quick, what is a podcast and who's done it? If you're just wanting to listen to podcasts and say, you know what are these about? Who can I hear? And you can hear everything. any one, any topic. You can hear from the almost X-rated raunchy to the G-rated Disney podcast, so, and everything in between. Personally, mine is, I would give it a G to a PG, depending on the day and time and the host, the co-host or whatever. But a good place to start, and some guys I'm really familiar with and are good friends of mine, are the guys at podcastoutlaws.com. That's a great place to start if you just want to get in and get your feet wet about what the podcast sound like, what are people doing. What these guys do is you subscribe to their feed, just like anybody else's, just like you can subscribe to the Red Boy podcast feed. And you subscribe to podcastoutlaws.com's feed. And what those guys are doing is they're trying to highlight the little guy, the new guys, and occasionally they throw some of the big guys in there. But they just give you one feed, or I'm sorry, one show from each person that they want to highlight. And I've been on there before, and Aaron from The Big Show, Mr. X, all those guys have put their own out there also. But they throw out shows that they think are interesting or somebody submitted. And then so when you subscribe to that, you kind of get a potpourri or smorgasbord or cornucopia, whatever you want to call it, of podcasts. So you subscribe to podcastoutlaws.com. And you get these feed, and so you can hear a show and say, you know what, that's not what I'm into. Fine, skip it, go on to the next one. And I found personally some decent shows listening to the feed from podcastoutlaws.com. They've got some good, some bad, but they're just trying to give everybody a chance. So check them out, podcastoutlaws.com. There's some good guys over there. But to listen, I keep talking about subscribing to the feeds, and I haven't even got to the software that you need to do that. There's tons of them, and I'm sure anybody can email or comment on other suggestions. The biggest, most popular one is iPodder, and it's ipodder.org, ipodder.org. And it's a small little install, and you install it, and all you have to do is click on an add feed button, and you put this little URL you pick up off the website, and it's going to go out there and pick it up. Podcasting still is moderately technical to get into, like blogging used to be. Blogging has gotten easier as the time's gone on, but podcasting has only been around since maybe September, October of last year, somewhere around there. So it's very new. So there's most of the software that's out there is still in version 1. Some are in beta. So it's a little buggy, and if you're not real familiar with computers and that kind of stuff, you might find it a little difficult. But I'm sure you can find a neighborhood geek like myself to help you out. So anyway, so your first step would be, find a good site like podcastoutlaws.com or podcastalley.com is another one. They've got they list a bunch of feeds, and you can subscribe to each one individually. You can't really, and I guess you can, but you look up feeds. It's kind of like a search engine for podcast. And while I'm talking search engine for podcasts, I just got a note today for a new search engine called Podcast. .com. It's podcast.com. Podcast.com is, they're coloring themselves and layout like a Google, but they're specifically crawling podcasts from what they've explained to me. So it's worth checking out. I'm not sure exactly how or what I use it for. I guess I could search for podcasts that are talking about things I'm interested in. We'll see. We'll see if that takes off. So, you've now gone to podcastoutlaws.com. You say, you know what, I want to subscribe to these guys. So I've downloaded iPodder. And they have it for Mac, Windows, I believe there's a Linux install. It's for about everything. And you subscribe. And you've downloaded it, and you're enjoying it. You say, you know what? I think I want to create a podcast. Well, I'm here to say the good news is you can do it almost for free. Assuming you have some sort of microphone to plug into your computer, you can get a program called Audacity, which is at audacity.sourceforge.net. And I'm going to put these on the website too, so don't worry about trying to write them down, because half of them you can't remember. But with Audacity, you're going to be able to record a podcast with a mic on your computer, and that's how I started. I did probably my first two podcasts, and they weren't the best, but I was at least getting my feet wet, trying it out, see if I even wanted to spend any more time, money, or effort on this endeavor. And some may argue, why am I still spending time, money, and effort, but that's a whole other topic. Anyway, download Audacity. Audacity allows you to record your mic straight off of your sound card, and you can put together a podcast. Give it a try. Save it to an MP3. I did my first one. I just hosted it on our personal site. Now I have, the Red Boy podcast.com site. But just to try, I said, okay, here's what it sounds like. And threw it out to a couple friends. So what do you guys think? And a couple of them said it was okay. So, you know, that was enough for me to say, hey, at least one person's going to listen to it. So that's a quick, free, easy way to get in. You know, download the Audacity, get your mic. And if you don't have a mic, I think you can pick up a computer mic for maybe $8, $10. I got, actually, the mic I'm on right now is a Radio Shack mic for $20. So whatever you consider free, not or cheap, but that would get you in the door. And as I did, like I said, I started with Audacity, or I listened to them first with iPodder. Then I decided I wanted to do one, so I got Audacity. And Audacity is great. I use it for a lot of other things. But then I said, you know what? I want to be able to listen and sample sound effects and do different things during my podcast and really expand what I'm doing. I want to, now I'm running through a mixer and that kind of things. I want to let's see if I have one of my not too offensive sound effects. Well, here, let's just the doorbell. So there you go. So, but I can play these things as I'm going. So to do that, I need to get one step above Audacity. So now you have to get in the land if you're going to start spending some money to do this podcast. And it's not a lot. I'm using what's called Mixcast Live from mixcastlive.com. It is a PC-only software to do a podcast. And it was maybe $39, I think, to buy it. And then you get, I think, free upgrades until version 1 or through version 1. And it's great. It works well for me. Another really good one is Audio Hijack Pro from rogueamoeba.com. And again, I'll put these links on the site. And Audio Hijack Pro is Mac only. And a couple of friends, Len from Jawbone Radio, which is a great one to check out, and Mr. X from Mr. X and Just Julie, they both use Audio Hijack Pro, but it is Mac only. And I did go PC because my laptop is PC, so I wanted to be able to take this stuff with me. So those are some softwares to get you started. There's tons of questions as you go along. Plenty of add-ons. You know, once you've kind of, you quickly jump. You start Audacity, then you get bought piece of software. The biggest podcaster's friend as far as mobile devices is what's called an iRiver, which I honestly had never heard of until I got into podcasting. And the iRiver has, it's one of the only MP3 players that I've seen that has a line in, so you can plug a mic into it and just record straight on to the device, and then it dumps it to an MP3. And the quality is just awesome. I can't just say enough about the iRiver. iRiver's for 256 meg iRiver, you're starting at 100. I think the 1 gig is 180. So in the world of MP3 players, not bad. I wouldn't say it would take the place of my iPod. But if you want to do mobile podcasts, I think we're when we travel to China, I'm going to do a podcast from the airplane. And so I think it lasts 28 hours or something on the one battery, so I can do a podcast from the airplane. Trust me, it will not be a 28-hour podcast, but I have plenty of battery to get me through whatever I need to do. So you can grow as much or as little as you want with your podcast, and I encourage everybody to take it up. But I've seen numbers between there's 5,000 podcasts, and I saw another thing that said 100,000 podcasts. I have a hard time believing there's 100,000 podcasts out there, but I guess it's possible. If you do get a podcast, shoot a note to podcastoutlaws.com. Their general rule is 5 shows under your belt before they'll list you, just to be sure that you're actually going to stick with it. You can list yourself with podcastalley.com. And from podcastalley.com, you actually vote. So people can vote to be on podcastalley.com. And actually, what just dawned on me, another piece of software that is real handy is what's called Skype. And quite often you do Skype calls. Oh, I didn't want to call him. Quite often you use Skype calls with people, so you can do interviews with people across the country, across the world. It's free internet telephony or phone calls over the internet. And use Skype, and I've interviewed people from northeast towards the New York area, and my buddy Aaron out in Arizona. And you have them on. It sounds like almost like they're sitting right there with you. And they call that, it's called Skype, from Skype.com. It's Skype. And actually, I'm glad they're doing this podcast tonight, because it's another program that I want to feature tomorrow. But it's real interesting to get into this stuff and just see what's going on. And the podcast community is great. Everybody tries to, I guess not hype, but help everybody else. If somebody else already has some listeners, they try to help the person behind them, and the person behind them helps. And it's very much a ladder. The guy who's ahead of you is helping you, and you're helping the guy behind you or lady. And honestly, there's not a lot of ladies podcasting, but everybody's helping everybody. Nobody's – there is the big talk about can you make money podcasting? I don't know. I don't really have the time and effort, although I did like Mr. X's idea about the podcast beer. That was very perplexing. If I was half a brewmaster, I'd do it, but I'm not that talented. So, you know, give it a try. Load it up. Start with the free software. You know, that's what I did. Just throw it out there. Give it a whirl. I think that's about all I've got for that. And tomorrow night, like I said, I will post the radio interview from tomorrow. And then for those still listening who are existing RedBoyPodcast.com subscribers, we'll get Miss Red Boy on here because we're hoping to get that China referral from China this week and get her back on. And actually, she commented in passing. We'll see if she wanted to do her own podcast. So we may have her drive the podcast, and I will be her interviewee or interview. So we'll see how that works. And before I go real quick, I'm going to see if I can get Aaron, who's out in Arizona, see if I can do a Skype call real quick, and we'll ask him if – the nice thing about Skype is I cannot type and talk at the same time. Just tell him we got time to podcast. Nice thing about Skype is it has a chat client too, so I can chat with Aaron here and say, hey, do you have time to come on without having to ring them and get them on? And if you actually want to pay some money to Skype, you can call landlines. And Skype is a really multifunctional program that can do tons of things in the world of telephone anyway. So, and it doesn't look like he's getting back to me, and I'm kind of run out of topics to cover. And I'll give him a couple more seconds. But I hope you all enjoyed listening to us on the radio, or those who haven't listened yet, download the next podcast. And I did want to give a plug, and unfortunately I don't have their site in front of me. The Poo Poo Player, which I found from Jawbone's website, it allows people to listen to the podcast right from the website. So you don't even have to download anything. That's how easy these podcasts are getting. If you don't want to download software and subscribe, then you can download the MP3. And if you don't even want to do that, you can just click this link, and I have a link on the left side of my website. It says, click here to listen to today's show. And it launches this little player that will play it, and you don't have to do anything. It just plays it for you. So it's amazing where we're at with podcasting right now. And it's only, not even a year, nine months. So it's going to be really great to see where we go from here with podcasting. So I hope you new folks who hopefully listen to this show and got some good information. And if you've got more questions, please give me a shout. You can email me. That's redboy@redboypodcast.com. You can Skype me. And my ID on Skype is redboy3. And those newbies will learn what Skype me is as you get into it. And or you can comment on this show, obviously, at redboypodcast.com. So give it a try. I'd love to, if you get doing it and you want to Skype and be on a call, or, you know, hey, swing by and, oh, and here comes Aaron. You know what? Let's go ahead and bring Aaron on. Yeah. I'm going to tell him it's the newbie show. But, yeah, if you do a new one, you want to quit listening now, go ahead. We're going to bring Aaron on from Arizona. I'm going to tell him it's the newbie show. And it's kind of tricky sometimes, and I've only been doing this for 10 shows. You get a little feedback and echoes, and there's a lot of little things and hurdles you got to get over. So a lot of people doing podcasts right now are technical people or geeks, for lack of a better term. So there are some hoops, and you would think it wouldn't be that hard to do some of the things that you do in a podcast, but when it's all doing it within the computer, it's amazing how difficult it can get. So, you know what? Let me just go ahead and just call him and see what I get. And you'll get to hear some of the sound effects you get with it. Okay. That's not ringing. Well, and see, as I was saying, everything is new with podcasting, so not everything works the way you plan. So, I apologize to Aaron. That didn't work. I'll hopefully get him on the show later this week. Luckily, Aaron is one of the podcasters who podcasts early enough that I can stay awake. Some of them do very late, and I'm not a late camper. So, I think 20 minutes is good enough for an intro to podcasting. I hope the new podcasters enjoyed it, and any of the existing podcasters hung around, please, I invite you to throw some suggestions on redboypodcast.com under it. And, oh, here we go. He's actually calling me. We're going in circles. Hey, you there? Hey, Aaron? Man, I wonder if that happened. I have not Skyped with my mixer yet, so I'm going to ahead and close out the podcast for right now. And, again, see, there you go. I'm going to have to go figure out what the technical difficulties are. And from there, we'll figure out what's going on. But, for anyway, get the podcast going. Email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com. And until we talk to you again, this is Red Boy out.